Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 23. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. While dining with a ruler, pay attention to what is put before you. If you are a big eater, put a knife to your throat. Don't desire all the delicacies, for he might be trying to trick you. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They are always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. You will throw up what little you've eaten, and your compliments will be wasted. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of defenseless orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He himself will bring their charges against you. Commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. Do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons, for they are on their way to poverty, and too much sleep clothes them in rags. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. O my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. A prostitute is a dangerous trap. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. She hides and waits like a robber, eager to make more men unfaithful. Who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who is always fighting? Who is always complaining? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? It is the one who spends long hours in the taverns, trying out new drinks. Don't gaze at the wine, seeing how red it is, how it sparkles in the cup, how smoothly it goes down. For in the end it bites like a poisonous snake. It stings like a viper. You will see hallucinations, and you will say crazy things. You will stagger like a sailor tossed at sea, clinging to a swaying mast. And you will say, "They hit me, but I didn't feel it. I didn't even know it when they beat me up. When will I wake up so I can look for another drink?" Once again, that was Proverbs 23 inches, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Food and drink are necessary for life, but they can easily pull us down from the life God has for us. The one who spends too much of life drinking alcohol winds up in anguish, spoken about in verses 29 and 35, only thinking about drinking more. Eating with stingy people will make you want to throw up your food because they are always thinking about how much everything costs, from what we just read in verses 6 through 8. And some people are trying to manipulate us with food, referenced in verses 1 through 3. We can enjoy our food and be merry, but we have to remember that life is more than food and drink, cited in the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 23. The beginning of this chapter gives great wisdom about money. First, don't desire all the wealth of the rich, even if you have rich friends. Be wise and a bit guarded. Second, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Wealth can disappear in a moment, and it is not the true measure of life, so why spend the full measure of your time on it? Be content. Third, don't spend time with the stingy, or be the stingy one. It is a joy to be around generous people, and generosity can be found among the rich and poor alike. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How important are food and drink to you? What can you learn from this chapter? How well are you living out the wisdom of these proverbs about money and generosity? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.